New Spotlight.
Hamid Karzai has been sworn in as the leader of Afghanistan's interim government. The inauguration was hailed as a momentous day for the war-shattered country and the international community.
The inauguration of interim leader Hamid Karzai and 29 members of his cabinet took place in the capital, Kabul. Among the 2,000 people present for the historic occasion were Afghan tribal leaders, representatives from every province in the country, and foreign guests and journalists. The interim leader appealed for reconciliation and international help to rebuild Afghanistan. Mr. Karzai also vowed to end more than two decades of bloodshed in the war-ravaged country. The United Nations Special Envoy to Afghanistan, who was attending the ceremony, described the swearing-in as a momentous day for the war-torn nation. Lakhdar Brahimi said the inauguration of the interim administration marks the end of the long dark night of conflict and the dawn of peace. He admitted that the agreement on the interim government was far from perfect, but it had been widely welcomed by the Afghan people and supported by the international community. Mr. Karzai's government will be in power for 6 months before a council of tribal leaders takes over for a year and a half to prepare for general elections.
India says it will try its best to avoid a war with Pakistan over last week's attacks on Parliament in New Delhi. But the Indian government also says its patience is at an end and it will have to deal with terrorists on its own.
Addressing the upper house of Parliament, the Indian Prime Minister said every effort must be made to prevent a war with Pakistan over the suspected terrorist attack on the heart of the Indian government. But Atal Bihari Vajpayee said his administration had reached the pinnacle of tolerance and could not rely on international help to fight domestic terrorism, which he blamed on Pakistan. Earlier, Pakistan challenged India to back up its accusations with concrete proof and warned against any retaliation. 14 people were killed when 5 gunmen launched a daring suicide raid on the Indian Parliament last week. New Delhi said the attackers, who are among the casualties, were Kashmiri separatists sponsored by Pakistan. The two arch rivals traded fire over the disputed Kashmir border overnight for the first time since the attack.
China and Japan have resolved the damaging 8-month trade row. The last-minute deal was struck in brief talks in Beijing.
Foreign Trade Minister Xu Guangsheng met a high-powered Japanese delegation in Beijing for talks on ending a bruising 8-month trade row. After a one-hour discussion, the two sides struck a last-minute deal. The trade row erupted in April when Tokyo imposed curbs on 3 Chinese agricultural products in a move aimed at protecting Japanese farmers. Beijing retaliated 2 months later by imposing 100% punitive tariffs on imports of Japanese motor vehicles, air conditioners, and mobile phones. The temporary restrictions expired last month. But a deadline for Tokyo to decide on the measures was to have ended today, after which they were due to be reimposed for 4 years. The two sides agreed the restrictions would not be reimposed, and China would also end its retaliatory tariffs.
In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies are celebrating their first ever win in New York. The Grizzlies relied on 2 rookies to steer them to victory.
Latrell Sprewell was hoping to put an end to the New York Knicks' poor run at Madison Square Garden. But Shane Battier had other ideas. He gave the Grizzlies an early 14-8 lead. And the rookie added another 2 of his 21 points in the second period. Jason Williams added 11 points for Memphis, while 21-year-old Spanish rookie Pau Gasol scored 14. Allen Houston responded with 3 of his 25 points to tie the game at 88 points apiece. Battier nailed a 10-meter shot with less than 10 seconds left. The Knicks were unable to get the ball in the hoop after that, and Memphis held on for a 90-88 win, handing the Knicks their 3rd defeat in a row at home.
Listen carefully to the following paragraphs. After you hear the bell, fill in the blanks with what you hear on the tape.
We have more snow on the way all across this area here in the next couple of days, so it looks like up until the new year. While rain is coming in as well across parts of California and snow up into the higher elevations, the Midwest is actually looking quiet for a change and still warm in Miami with a high of 23 degrees.